You cannot retain a true and clear vision of wealth if you are constantly turning your attention to opposing pictures, whether they be external or imaginary. Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Find out more about me at mailpostcardsfromhome.com. The 10th chapter of the Science of Getting Rich, it's entitled Further Use of the Will. And it opens with these beautiful words. You cannot retain a true and clear vision of wealth if you are constantly turning your attention to opposing pictures, whether they be external or imaginary. Do not tell of your past troubles of a financial nature, and if you have had them, do not think of them at all. Do not tell of the poverty of your parents or the hardship of your early life. To do any of these things is to mentally class yourself with the poor for the time being, and it will certainly check the movement of things in the direction of your life. I see this a lot in my business. People are constantly rehashing the failures of the past. They seem to be stuck in that time, as if they're stuck at 6 o'clock every day or stuck waiting for the clock to turn 5 so they can leave their job. It's, you know, you don't like what you're doing when you constantly are waiting to get off or constantly looking at the clock or living for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. When there's an over exuberance, might be the word, an acceleration of one day over the next, maybe you're not doing in life what you should be doing. This idea of the use of the will, what Wallace is talking about in this chapter is this idea that your will, you have to impose your will on what it is you're trying to accomplish, whether it be the game of life, business, or money. You have to impose your will. In other words, you won't end up a millionaire unless you forced that to happen. You don't become a millionaire accidentally. Even the act of winning the lottery requires you to go down and buy the ticket. And so it's forced action. It's your will. The will to survive. You've heard about this, or the will to live, or he wanted to survive. Have you ever seen the movie Alive, where the airplane crashes in the Italian Alps and there's, I don't know, a handful of survivors, and the way they continue to live is they eat the other dead people who were frozen because they're in the snow, and so it preserved the bodies so that they could eat them. Some people couldn't, and those people died. See, the people that couldn't eat the other dead people didn't have the will to live if it meant going to that extreme measure. And so if you're seeking wealth, do you have the will to attain it? When there's roadblocks in the way, when there's barriers, when there's family, when there's people, one of the things about, I did a post on Instagram and I compared life to playing a game. Most of us have grown up playing Monopoly, and life is very much like Monopoly. Monopoly is a great game for teaching people. Side note, it was actually created by a communist, which I find funny, but it's the ultimate game of capitalism. It's the ultimate game. You want to learn about real estate and making money? You want to know how to get rich in America? Play Monopoly. What is Monopoly? The purpose of Monopoly is to buy property, acquire assets, and charge people rent when they visit your property. That is the exact formula to acquiring wealth. That's the exact formula. And it's a formula available to anyone. Now, Monopoly, they didn't have stocks you could buy, but in a sense they did, because you could acquire the railroads in Monopoly. And if you owned all four railroads, what happened? Whenever someone hit your railroad, they had to pay you a couple $100. Very similar today. If you purchase a couple hundred shares of any number of blue chip stocks, whether it be AT&T, Procter & Gamble, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, you know these companies. You don't have to be a financial genius to know these companies. When you purchase them, hopefully on sale, requires great will on your part, because you have to choose between taking that money and investing it there, or taking that money and doing what with it? Doing something else with it, right? Enjoying it in the now. You have to decide. It takes great will to be an investor. It takes courage to be an investor. This is why people are not investors. They don't have any courage. They don't have the will. The attributes to be a Warren Buffett or to be your own version of Warren Buffett requires great strength, great courage. What you're doing when you pursue that path of financial independence, whether it be through business or through investing or through, you know, it takes great courage. This is why so few people can do it. And I think if it was presented that way, is why are you so afraid? People don't invest because they didn't have money. Now, when I hammer people down, because I have the opportunity to talk to a lot of older people, a lot of older people are attracted to the business that I'm involved in. I don't target them. That's just the people that tend to respond to ads and, you know, that are sitting at home and responding to, you know, that are looking for additional ways to make money. You tend to get a lot of stay-at-home moms. You get a lot of people that are broke, and you get a lot of people that are older. Now, some of the criticisms about the industry that I'm in is that, quote, it takes advantage of people. Well, that's bullshit. Those people pick and choose. They do. They have control of their own will. No one's taking advantage of anyone. You know? I don't buy into the theory that the banks took advantage of people in 2008 by loaning them money, by helping you out. Everyone has their own free will. When people had the will to buy a home, the banks had the will to loan you money. Of course they do. They're in the business of loaning money. And so the business of network marketing, unfortunately, tends to attract people not doing that well. It is what it is. It's why it attracted me. When I joined and began learning how to market and reading books on how to become a better person and reading self-help books and reading books on, you know, how to be 10 foot tall and bulletproof, how to get more out of life, I was at a very low point in my life. And so people who tend to be doing well don't tend to respond to offers on how to make extra money from home. It's unfortunate. Because what those people miss, the people that are securely locked into the middle class who feel comfortable, what they miss out on is they need the opportunity more than the guy who's broke. Because the guy who's doing okay right now, the guy who's doing, you know, making enough money, he can pay his bills, he's got a little bit of extra, he can flex a little bit of financial muscle, he feels like he's doing good. He doesn't realize how much better he could do if he created a little side hustle, because he could put all of it into investments. See, the only reason I got ahead, or appeared to have got ahead, or was able to retire early, if you want to use the retire, I say retire, I mean to not need a job. I'll never need a job. I've had two job interviews in my entire life. One, when I was 16 years old, Kentucky Fried Chicken. The second one was Subway, and that, I wouldn't even call it an interview. I got the job on a handshake. That was when I was 17, 18 years old. The Army, they don't really interview you, other than I guess you might could count the process, but if you're breathing and don't have a felony and you graduate from high school, you're in, right? But I've never had this where you put together a resume and you have to go and interview with people. I've never done it. I've just created my own work. I've created my own living, you might say. But I did that because it took great courage. It takes great courage to do that. And it also takes incredible will. I had to impress my will on the universe. I had to go into the marketplace and push and push. And it can be hard. I've written 5 books on marketing, life, and business. Truth is, most people don't give a shit about my books. They don't read them. I have people that pay me $440 to get all 5 of my books, and they don't even read them. I know, because sometimes when people return them, they haven't even been opened. They haven't even been opened. And you've heard me talk about this on other broadcasts, that often people who study and read are the people who don't need to study and read. They already know what they're reading, and yet they continue to study and read. And the people who need it the most, the people who need to study and read, that family member of yours who truly needs the opportunity, he ain't looking for an opportunity. The people who need it the most aren't looking. The people who could use it the most, which is the middle class. See, the guy who's doing good right now, the guy who's got a couple grand after paying his bills, that's the guy that I could show how to become a millionaire in 7 to 10 years. But that guy ain't listening. In my experience, the guy who those that guy's not listening. See, the guy that drives for UPS, he's solid. He's got 70 grand a year. He ain't looking for an opportunity. Now, there's always the exceptions, right? And that's awesome. And if you're listening to me right now, you're probably that exception. That's one of the problems with doing a podcast and writing books is often you're just talking to the choir. While the guy who does the podcast and the guy who does the books, he's trying to reach out to other people. Those other people aren't listening, unfortunately. But the guy who's making that solid living, he doesn't think he needs an opportunity, right? He needs more benefits. He wants to put more into his 401k. He doesn't think he needs an opportunity. And what he doesn't understand is what would happen if he created an extra $1,000, $2,000 on the side that he didn't need to pay bills. What can you do with that money? See, that money begins to change your life. $1,000 a month that you don't need, that begins to change your life. You can't get to $1,000 extra a month when you focus on the things you don't have, when you focus on your past. I have this is almost a daily conversation with me, with prospects or people who come into my business world inside of network marketing. One of the things they do is they'll tell me about all the past problems, the programs they joined that they didn't make money. I can't get them out of the failure zone. I can't get them out of the past to focus on the future. They won't listen to me. They won't take the necessary steps to make this current opportunity work because they're still rehashing the past one. And so they go into the next one, dragging the weight of the past one. And then when you say, hey, you should try this, they'll say, well, I tried that and it didn't work. I was like, hey, you should read this. Oh, well, I read similar things in the past and it didn't work. And so they never take the steps necessary. They, you know, well, I'm going to do the $30 and I'm going to do as little as I can. And then when I start making some money, I'll put it all back in. Yeah, of course you will. Because that's the path of least resistance. That's easy. Anybody can say that. And that's why it'll never happen for you. Because what you're doing is you're saying, hey, as long as it doesn't cost me anything, I'm all in. But that's not how life, business, or investing work. It's not how it works. You have to use your will. See, I can give someone the tools, the strategy, the books, everything they need. It's right here. The exact things that I use. But what I can't give you is the will. See, I can't give you that. The part, the ingredient that makes the recipe, like I can't give them the salt and pepper, you know? Like you can put together this great recipe, follow everything you're supposed to do, you cut up the chicken, you put in this and put in that, but the spices, right? The spices is what brings the recipe together. People got to bring their own, man. I can't give them will. I can't make them focus on it. I can't, there's no way I can make them read the book. You know, I can't make them stick to the system and the strategy even when things aren't working. I can't. That is where will comes in. Let the dead bury their dead, Jesus said. Put poverty and all things that pertain to poverty completely behind you. You have accepted a certain theory of the universe as being correct and are resting all of your hopes of happiness on its being correct. What can you gain by giving heed to conflicting theories? Now remember, The Science of Getting Rich was written at the turn of the century. So it's you know, 120-year-old English. So you have to give it a little bit when you're reading it. What he's saying is, if you've decided upon a course, what does it benefit you to keep looking back, dragging up the old stuff, dragging up the old crap? Say you and your wife have come to I've had this experience, where you had a falling out. This is something that many people may have divorced over, and you're at a point, right? In trading, this is where the moving averages cross over. People often, this is considered, quote, a buy signal. Truth is, this is a conflict point. This is where the bulls and the bears, this is where the buyers and the sellers are disagreeing. They're changing their mind. And so you're gonna have this point of conflict. So the crossover is the point of conflict. Prices tend to drift up or drift down. But when they cross, that's a battle. This is what they call the bulls and the bears are battling. This can happen in a marriage too. When things are going good, you kind of just drift along. When things are go bad, things continue to drift bad. But when you come together, when you have counseling, when you guys decide, hey, I'm going to do this and you're going to do that, we're going to try to make this work, that's when you can have a lot of fights. You can have a lot of issues. And, you know, there's a lot of emotional sensitivity right there. These moments of conflict. So deciding on a pass, hey, I'm going to open this restaurant. I'm going to push forward and do this. Oh, but remember last time we tried? And you just keep bringing the baggage forward. What he's saying is, Jesus is saying, it doesn't serve you. Let the dead bury their dead. In other words, that shit is done. It's done. Bury it. Stop talking about it. Stop bringing it up. If I could ask anything of God, I would ask him, could I please have conversations on the phone with prospects who don't constantly drag up the past about the programs they're in? Could they just follow the system? Because I'm a living example that it works. I'm living proof, and yet they still need more proof. I'm living proof. I'm living proof that you can be blue collar, an average guy, get a little margin in your budget, meaning money you don't need to live, invest that money consistently over 7 to 10 years, and change your family tree, change your future. But it takes will. It takes courage. You have to let the dead bury their dead. Leave all that crap in the past. If you've decided to become an investor, then look forward to a prosperous future. Begin to do that exercise that I said, run the math. I like to once a month run the math. How long until this, I'm a millionaire? You know, how long? Play that game over and over and over. Why? Repetition is the mother of skill. It's the mother of mastery. You have to practice thinking positive. You have to practice seeing a better future. You have to. That's how you override all of the negativity. So if you've embarked on a new business venture, damn it, give it time to work. Give it a year or 2 years before you bring all of your baggage from the past and, you know, and destroy any hopes you have of making it a success. Stop saying, I don't have enough money to do this, if you haven't done everything that doesn't cost money. There's so many ideas and marketing strategies and things that you can do that don't even cost money. And before you've even exercised those and exhausted those opportunities and resources, you're bringing up the past. You have to stop that. Stop today. Today. Make that change today. Become a person of encourage. Begin to master this game of life. Listen, it's a game. And much like in Monopoly or backgammon or craps or poker, you can't control the roll of the dice, you can't control the cards, and you can't necessarily even control who you're playing with. But what you can do is control what you do when you get the card, what you do when you roll the dice. You can control you. And that's what the science of getting rich is all about. God bless you.